who is the main teacher of Mormon theology.
Teaches at Brigham Young, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's the head of that department. But you have to understand, they don't have any Bible interpreters. They don't have any interpreters of Mormonism. They can't interpret any of it. The presiding president apostle is, he has the final say on what is true. So all they can do is affirm these things. And they came to meet with me, invited me to Brigham Young, invited me. They wanted me to come into the city. They wanted me to talk to the faculty, talk to the students. I tried to be as gracious as I could. I said, you've got a different God, a different Christ, a different gospel, different source material, and you've got a false religion. What am I going to gain by going there and having you pat me on the back like I'm some kind of a co-belligerent here? So I have not gone, and I've continued to correspond with these people. But to me, this is a deeply insidious issue. Now, what do you do to evangelize these people? First, you realize there are two things you've got to say to a Mormon. One is this: the Bible is the Word of God, and the Bible alone is the Word of God. Joseph Smith is a false prophet. Let me just take a digression. Many years ago, I read a book called Seth Speaks, written by Jane Roberts. You may remember that name. Jane Roberts is a medium. Jane Roberts is a woman who goes into a trance and contacts demons. I had no idea what this really could produce. Through Jane Roberts comes this book called Seth Speaks, this very deep mystical musings from a demon. She goes into, her face gets contorted, and out comes all this stuff that she writes down that's so complicated and so mystical and so wicked that no one human being could come up with it. This is demonic. And it produces this book, which you can buy. It's in print. That's a model for the Book of Mormon. That's a model for the Doctrine and Covenants. That's a model for the Pearl of Great Price. It's demon stuff. It's very sophisticated. It's very clever. It's not human, but it's not from God. So what you want to say to a Mormon is the Bible is the only truth. And until you believe that, there's no hope. And Jesus Christ is the one true God and the only Savior, and salvation is by grace through faith. You gotta go to the jugular on this issue with Mormons. And I think you need to tell them that what they are caught up in is a damning system of lies. There's so many lies that have been exposed in Mormonism. You know, Joseph Smith supposedly translated some of those documents that he wrote